Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today we celebrate the feast of our sister Catherine of Siena. And from the United States, we hear from Linda Lysakowski, an advanced certified fundraising executive, author of about 40 books, and an Adrian Dominican associate. Linda is active in St. Bernadette Catholic Church in Kansas City, and her preaching today is entitled "The Challenge of Our Loving, Generous, and Forgiving God."
A reading from the Gospel of John. When Jesus had said this, he raised his eyes to heaven and said, "Father, the hour has come. Give glory to your Son, so that your Son may glorify you, just as you give him authority over all people, so that he might give eternal life to all you gave him. Now, this is eternal life, that they should know you, the only true God, and the one whom you sent, Jesus Christ. I glorified you on earth by accomplishing the work you gave me to do. Now glorify me, Father, with you, with that glory that I had with you before the world began. I revealed your name to those who you gave me out of the world. They belong to you, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you gave me is from you, because the word you gave to me, I have given to them. And they accepted them and truly understood that I came from you. And they have believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for the ones you have given me, because they are yours, and everything of mine is yours, and everything of yours is mine. And I have been glorified in them. And now I will no longer be in the world, but they are in the world, while I am coming to you. Holy Father, keep them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one, just as we are one." The Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Today's Dominican lectionary offered a variety of readings to choose from. I chose this reading from John because I especially love the words of Christ to his disciples, "so that they may be one, just as we are one." I think the last line of this reading says it all. The Holy Trinity shows us that God is a relational being. God, the Trinity, the three in one, clearly wanted to bring about all of creation so that they would not be alone. In this passage, we know that Jesus was eager to return to his Father so that along with the Holy Spirit, they would be there to give glory to their creation along with giving glory to each other. How do we live in relationship with the triune God and with all of their creation? We are not meant to be alone. As a person, as a parish, as a community, as a world. And we are meant to give glory to God. And this leads us to giving glory to each other as a family, a community of friends, a parish, a community, a country, a world. Giving glory to God may be the easiest part of this mandate, God is all-powerful, yes, but also God is all-loving, all-generous, all-forgiving. While perhaps our family, our friends, our fellow parishioners, the members of our community, our country, and our world may not be so loving, so forgiving, so generous as God is, how do we, as a person created by God, emulate God in being loving, forgiving, and generous to our friends and family members, to our fellow parishioners, to the members of our community, to our country, to the world? How do we care for all of God's people and all of God's creation? Are we loving, generous, and forgiving to our family and friends? Are we doing our part to protect Mother Earth by recycling or planting pollinator gardens or otherwise showing our reverence for Mother Earth? If we are falling short in one of these areas, what can we do to become more godlike in our closest relationships? And does our parish serve God, but also serve God's people? Do we have pantries, soup kitchens, homebound ministry, prayer and study groups? Are we caring for people's bodies, minds, and spirits? And is our parish also protecting God's creation, perhaps by using solar panels and LED lighting, or planting trees and plants that help our local wildlife? How can we as parishioners support our pastor and our parish in caring for all God's creation? Does our community care for the sick, the immigrants, the poor, the marginalized? And is our community taking steps to preserve God's creation by providing parks and green spaces? Can we become more active in making sure our community provides the needed services to meet the needs of God's people and all of God's creation? Does our country seek peace and promote understanding of all peoples of various ethnic backgrounds, religions, lifestyles? Does our country pass legislation to protect the environment? What can we as an individual do to urge our country to lead efforts to protect all of God's creatures? And finally, is our world working towards peace for all people, assuring that people have the right to migrate when circumstances in their own countries are dangerous, politically or environmentally? Is our world working to control climate change and preserve our natural landscape? Again, what can we as individuals do to help our world be more godlike? If our answers to any of the questions about ourselves, our families, our friends, our parish, our community, our country, or our world, we're not where God is really calling us to be, we have a long way to go before we can be as one as the Father, the Son, and the Spirit are one. I urge you to ask yourself two final questions. First, how did our beloved Catherine of Siena, whose feast day we celebrate today, strive to become one with all of her fellow human beings and with God? And secondly, what is one thing I can do tomorrow that might make a small dent in bringing about unity with God and with God's creation? This step, however small, can help us all be one with each other, and one with the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and with all of God's creation. Amen.